Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. I see we've got some interesting inflation data to discuss today.
Good morning, Alice. Yeah, the latest numbers show shop price inflation has actually increased to 0.4% year on year in June, up from minus 0.1% in May. That's above the three-month average of 0.1%.
Right, so starting with the food category, food inflation is at 3.7% year on year, up from 2.8% in May. That's above the three-month average of 3.1%.
I see. And breaking it down further, fresh food inflation is at 3.2% year on year, up from 2.4% in May. That's above the three-month average of 2.5%.
And ambient food inflation is even higher at 4.3% year on year, up from 3.3% in May. That's above the three-month average of 3.8%.
Wow, that is so cool. So non-food inflation is actually in deflation territory at minus 1.2% year on year, up from minus 1.5% in May. That's above the three-month average of minus 1.4%.
Right, Helen Dickinson from the BRC mentions that within 3 months of the costs from last autumn's budget, we've seen headline shop prices return to inflation for the first time in nearly a year.
Yeah, she points out that food inflation hasn't slowed down, especially in fresh produce where meat prices are being affected by high wholesale costs and more expensive labour.
That's right, and fruit and vegetable prices are going up because of the hot, dry weather reducing harvest yields.
I see. Non-food goods remain in deflation as retailers cut prices across product categories, especially DIY and gardening, to let customers make the most of the sunshine.
Helen also mentions that retailers have been warning about higher prices since last year's autumn budget, particularly with the big increases to employer national insurance costs and the national living wage.
Right, and they predicted a significant rise in food inflation by the end of the year, but this has been accelerated by geopolitical tensions and impacts of climate change.
So they're saying the government needs to find ways to alleviate these cost pressures on retailers.
Exactly. The upcoming business rates reform offers such an opportunity, and they want to make sure no shop pays more as a result of the changes.
Mike Watkins from Nielsen IQ adds that price increases are driven by broader economic conditions and ongoing supply chain changes.
Right. And he mentions that the current good weather is boosting demand, but rising prices could become a concern if consumer spending drops later in the year.
So we can expect retailers to reinforce their value for money messages over the summer.
That's the takeaway. So to sum up, we're seeing food prices rising due to multiple factors, while non-food items remain in deflation as retailers cut prices.
And with the government's upcoming business rates reform, there's an opportunity to address some of these cost pressures.
Exactly. That's our take on the latest inflation data. I'm Lewis.
And I'm Alice. Until next time, keep navigating the business world with us.